Hello, everybody. This is Tommy from the Tommy, Hector and Arita podcast, and we want you to know that we're launching a bonus episode every Monday from April the 12th. This means that while the Thursday episode remains free, the bonus episode will be subscriber only, exclusively on Acast Plus. And to find out how to subscribe for this bonus episode, head to the website thlpod.com, click on the tier you want to sign up to, and start your Mondays off with a laugh.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Boris Saint-Germain. That's the name of this week's episode. Do you ever think that you live in Navan again? Like, I have an awful growth with these small Irish towns, and I'm driving through them now on the old road. Like, I drive through Rochford Bridge, and I drive through Tyrrell's Pass, and I drive through Moat, and I drive through Athlone and Ballinasloe, and maybe if I'm drunk, I might drive through Loughrea and Portumna. But just I love them. I started thinking about Navan, and I would live in Navan again.
I'd
love to live in Navan. Just walk around, well.
That's all you have to say. You don't even need a well back. Well.
And I'd love to enter the Meath District Senior Pool League. And I'd love to go to matches. And I'd love to go to Birmingham's for a pint. Pints. And the Roundo. Well, Tony, 2 pints, please, Tony.
Into the China Garden then this Saturday night. Well, Michelle. Well, Hector. Well.
Is there a lock on? Oh, yeah.
I was in Navan 2 weeks ago. And we had the boys, Roscoe and John Larry, Evan, we were there. Where are we going to eat? And obviously in a bit of lockdown. So we pulled up at the square, a lovely coffee shop there now, and we all got a sandwich.
What's it called, the coffee shop in the square?
I don't know, a small little place beside the Meat Chronicle.
The square. The
and
square.
We drove around. And then
don't you try and do our fucking accent,
the
Arisha.
The square.
That's racist.
Snaz.
And it was nice to be back in Navan. And it was funny because I was in Munster Evan this week, and I was in Port Arlington, and I was in...
Were you driving the train or something?
Port Arlington.
But I went. Any passengers from Port Arlington, please alight from the train at the platform.
Port Arlington.
Mind the gap.
Port Arlington has the nicest name I've ever come across, Osgoilge, for an Irish town. It's one of my favourite names, Osgoilge. And to the people who from the podcast who are from Port Arlington, you know you're living in it. It's called Cool on Tuadhara.
Back of the... Something.
The back of the
cinema.
The back of the school on Sudra. The back of the tannery. Because there was an old tannery there along the canal. All, you see, if we cast our minds back to four or five.
Hang on a second. Why would you call the town the back of the tannery?
Tannery.
No, but like.
There must have been a big tannery.
Yeah, but there must have been a front of it where people walked in.
Jesus, I mean, that is an insult.
Yeah, but tans would never go in the front of it. The hides would always go in the back of the tannery. The back of the tannery, Cool on Tuadhara.
Jeez, the town wasn't even good enough to be put in the front of it, like.
So.
Anyway.
I don't know, but why do we complicate the idea?
No, we're just, that's interesting.
Cool, inquisitive.
It's beautiful. Yeah. I'm just asking you why.
Don't ask me. I'm not Seamus fucking Flaherty from the local. from the local county council going, yes, well, it was called this because
of
that's
the tannery. Not the question.
Don't ask me. I'm just giving you the Irish
word. The question is, could you ever see yourself living in Navan?
Could I ever see myself living in Port Arlington? No.
Navan.
Tommy, it's a bit hard for you to go and live there. I mean, you don't even go back for visits.
I'll be driving through there next week now.
But that'll be enough then.
I don't know, Tommy. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. You wouldn't.
What would you do of a morning if you were living in Navan? You'd be up around nine.
No, but
have the breakfast and walk into
town. Am I a 20-year-old?
Now
I get up and I'd go for coffee. Down the town. Go for a little walk around the town.
You buy a paper, maybe pop
buy the paper. All them news agents are gone now. McAvoy's used to be a great spot there.
Yeah, yeah.
Me Chronicle.
Tierney's for the Chronicle.
Imagine if with football.
And two lotto tickets.
Into Navan, a man, he's watching a training session. In the park, and watching the Mead team over to Ezio's chipper.
He's no left foot, that man.
This is too, it's too romantic, this notion of going back. But if you live in any town, you're not going to go down and watch the young lads training and have a, you'd have a coffee.
See, well, you're different because you will never leave your parish. You have never. The only time you went was with Audrey to Thailand, then you come back. You haven't.
And you had a panic attack and you came back to Knockmore.
And you slept for a week on them qualudes. But you haven't. Even you are pure Knockmore.
Yeah, but you're not.
You're a pure parish.
You're Galway men, and you try to pretend you're from Navan, but you're not. Like you wouldn't go back to Navan. You wouldn't.
What I'm saying to you is that the fantasy of living in one of those beautiful small Irish towns.
Oh, fantasy!
Is alive and well in me. So myself and Hector we've left our hometowns. I never fucking had one, but anyways, that's another story.
We're working through that.
We had to leave. We had to get up.
Exiled.
Pack the backpack.
We had to
get the mixtapes. Get the CDs. Get a couple of quid together. We had to go. We had to leave Navan to seek fame, to seek fortune. Had to get out of there for our own well-beings.
You see, you turned your back on your own people and now you want to go back.
No, I'm just...
They wouldn't want you back.
No. So have you ever, Larita Blewett, had a dream about living in another part of the world?
I thought you were going to say Navan.
No, but just, I mean, can you ever see yourself... So I'm asking Hector, would you ever go back... Yeah. To Navan, and I'm asking you, would you ever leave Knockmore?
Unless I had to, or unless I...
Then take me out of the box out of here!
I might like to live in a different country than
a different county.
I'd like to... romantic notion of living in New York.
Wow.
Hello, Joe Biden, New York office.
Yes, well, that's great. I better do it in the next 4 years.
Hello, Biden Central.
Yeah, I would... even though... You always think, I love New York.
Yeah.
But then again, if you were living there, it would be a whole different, the romantic notion of living there and the reality would be...
Of course, and if you had 9 kids in a fucking tenement in Harlem, how would you be?
Jeez, that would be bad. That would not be good. I would not like that. No, I'm just thinking,
You're just thinking cocktails and taxis.
Yeah, you're thinking Long Island at the weekends over to the summer house.
Yeah, I'm thinking live out in Long Island.
Or the apartment looking on Central Park.
Yeah, you're not talking about going into the fucking deli at 10:30 at night and a fucking wild-eyed Mexican on fucking crystal meths starts shooting the fella behind the counter.
No, I'm thinking...
Tengo papa salami. Oye, tiene salami, okay?
Mind you, that could happen in Ballina as well. So,
well, I'd say it'd be hard.
I asked for fucking chipotle mayonnaise.
Yeah, I don't know.
No sauce on me chips, you guys.
Fucking chipotle all over the place.
I asked for taco fries, not garlic fries.
Fella's getting a takeaway and driving back 20 minutes later with a tractor and a fucking flamethrower. I said no sauce.
And to come the whole way back from Bunny Conlon with that.
Yeah. You Foxford cunt!
Large amounts of chipotle.
It might be just completely different.
No, but you are a parish. You are parish born and bred, and there's something beautiful that you stay that you have left. But I just like being around my own people.
I like being around my own people. And when I say my own people, I mean the Knockmore people. I don't even mean Ballina people. I mean Knockmore people. Yeah, there's a difference. Yeah.
I knew a fellow one time who went back to Navan at the age he born and reared in Navan, like Hector, tribal deep in the town. And ancestor deep in the town, bone deep in the...
Navan O'Mahony's he's deep.
Bone deep in the graveyard. And he said he was up in college in Dublin and he came back into the bus from Dublin, dropped him straight into the square. And he said he got off the bus and he said he's had this fucking feeling. He said, this'll do. This'll fucking do me. You know, that he was, his imagination was, yeah.
Happy enough.
I like this. And I know a young one from Portumna who never left Portumna. Born and reared in Portumna, and she'll never get out of it. But it's just,
you see,
I don't have the same, not that I was dying to get out of Navan, I just never thought of, travelling just seemed like a fucking, let's go.
Yeah, but now you don't do it.
Do
you
what?
Know, you're not travelling, well, I suppose, with work and stuff.
Of course I am.
But you've been based in Galway longer than you've been based in Navan, have you?
Oh yeah, yeah, I'm in Galway now. Mm. What year is this?
I don't know.
Year 2021.
20. I've been here since 1989.
So really, Galway should be considering giving you the freedom of the, you know, giving you citizenship now. Can you get things like that? Can you become a Galway man?
You get the
man?
Keys to the city.
Yeah, can you become a Mayo, like, if you weren't from Mayo, could you become a Mayo person if you lived there?
We're always going to be blow-ins, I think.
Do you love to be Mayo people?
No, I'd love to. No. My idea of fame would be to get a fucking a roundabout named after myself in Galway.
Really?
I'd love that.
Tommy, what about a street, a back street in Navan? A little back street. A back street in Navan. Hector's Way.
Hector's Way!
All the boys above which way I came through Mellor's Terrace, Midgens Terrace and Mellor's Terrace and Buttermilk Lane and Hector's Way. There's a way, the Navan lads walk, there is something romantic when you do go back to Navan. I asked for a couple of nicknames of Navan lads. Since I started the podcast, a load of Navan lads have started following me on Facebook. Like Honky Dumphy and all the boys. Like, it's, and I'm looking at all these nicknames, and it does remind me of the way the classic Navan lads who always have been around the town. There is something about your hometown.
I've a fierce amount of love for Navan now, and I'll be driving through it a lot over the next couple of weeks up to Belfast. I told you this before.
He'll drive slowly through the town.
Oh, I drive slowly through the town.
It takes Tommy 2 days to get to Belfast.
What I do is I'll drive as far as Enfield and take a left and go Longwood Trim and then.
Would you not come, hang on a second, would you not come off the motorway there, Kinnegad, come round through Kinnegad and then go through Longwood that way?
No, I wouldn't go that way. That road, the road from Kinnegad to Longwood, is too small.
It's bad.
I love that road, Tommy. Over by Longwood, there's a bad old wiry bends before.
Awful bends.
Awful bends before Longwood.
There's potholes with families living in them.
As a child, we used to see the yellow steeple of Trim. We'd be coming back from Galway, we'd see the yellow steeple lit up at night of Trim, and we'd be there.
The castle in Trim.
Oh, the Wellington Boot and the Boot nightclub in the Wellington.
Meath is full of castles. Slane Castle, Dunsany Castle, now, Trim Castle.
You're posh, you see. That's why you're called the Royals.
I will say, on my travels this week, I encountered an amazing part of the world that I was never in before. And that's something this new series has brought me to, amazing parishes off the
moment. No ads for other projects on this head podcast. You can't be doing that. You can't be this.
But you're fucking, you were on about Derry Girls there a second ago. You're on about your fucking.
He never said Derry Girls.
He said I'm going up north.
I never said Derry Girls.
You said you're going north. Where are you going north? Oh, you're going up to Belfast Boys, is it?
I'm going to Belfast to get the fucking Viagra Connect.
He's going up.
Can I just say there'll be no product placement?
Popping
up on this.
Yeah, but anyway, Hector, tell us about your new show.
No.
Crowbar that into every fucking episode. It'll be new show. But when you say be new show.
We're talking about the Saturday
somebody
night show.
Somebody said,
so Christmas. Christmas we've been on about.
I never bring it up.
If I say this one more time at the end of the show, it's been a real pleasure to talk to you. No, it fucking hasn't. That's the 755th time I said it's a real pleasure to talk to you. It's not a pleasure to talk to everybody in the fucking world. It's been a real pleasure to talk to you. Shut up!
Now, you see, this is Hector's way of
returning. No.
Somebody said during the week that we, Tommy, you and I, are mean to Hector. That's what they said.
I don't pay any heed to that, lads. The other thing I want to ask, another crow I have to pluck with you
while we're on the subject, Tommy. You said on Saturday night that it was your favourite thing to do in the week.
Oh, yeah.
Was to do the TV
Not
show.
One.
Who did I say that to?
You said it live on television last week.
You said to Rita Ann Higgins, you said, oh, it's great.
All Rita Ann this and Rita Ann that.
Favourite thing to do in the week. It's my favourite part of the week. You said
poetry and podcast could have been a lovely conversation when you said, Rita, I'm working on a podcast, which is almost like poetry. No,
this is my favourite thing to do in the week. It's the only thing I do in the week, and it's my only chance to
Can
see other
say,
people
cast aside like a dinghy in the fucking Suez Canal.
And me, like,
cast past that fucking
me
sign.
And Hector stuck
fucking
there.
Refugees, the two of us with
no,
two fucking paddle boats up the Suez on a dinghy.
Wasting our
and
time.
The sun beating down on us.
Tommy's on the big ship.
Tommy, here he comes on the chat us. Show. Fucking HMS fucking chat show. And he above with a young one above in the fucking cabin. Who's minding the ship?
It's on autopilot.
And the two of us are paddling there.
And we're not moving at all. Yeah.
Can I just say that?
Yeah.
The person who contacted you during the week to suggest that Hector was being bullied on the show obviously can't tell the difference between my voice and Hector's voice.
Yes, that's maybe true. In fairness, that might
I have
be
no
true.
Comment. All I'll say is I have no comment to make on that.
Hector might have.
Anyway, Hector, tell us about your new
no,
show.
No.
When is it on, Hector? What day of the week is it on?
Oh, yes. Don't get what me going.
Did if you go to Hector?
If you want me to unleash the sneer,
no, I'm
I
not
will.
No, we'll just ask one.
I've
tell put, us about your show.
I've
no,
closed
no,
up. I've closed up the sneer shop for a while now.
Stop. Okay.
The sneer will not be taken.
Hector,
okay.
what village did you go to that you were never in before?
I left the motorway coming down from Kilbeggan. We got on the motorway and we stopped for a sandwich at the old Kilbeggan petrol station there just off the motorway. And then we regrouped and we went down through the centre of Kilbeggan, down past the whiskey, the oldest,
oh yes,
oldest
yeah, yeah.
distillery.
Down the hill.
Down
did you
the
get
hill,
some for Tommy?
250-year-old distillery.
Yes.
Yes, we ordered a pallet of it. And then we headed out on the old road towards Horsleap. And as I went through Horsleap, I looked over and there was the big prancing horse.
That's right.
There was the really... And we turned right. And we've spoken about this before.
For those of
podcast.
You who don't know, that horse is the Ferrari horse that was bought by...
Eddie Irvine.
A Westmead man. And
it was the Eddie Irvine prancing horse.
And planted in Horsleap.
I told you about the gushing river that we used to stop as childs just there to the right.
Children.
Children. And we turned right and I went over the gushing stream, a babbling stream it was too. I nearly stopped the car. It was clear as crystal, almost like I was back in 1983 and we'd stopped for a wee wee on the way to Galway and the same little stream was there. And I urge anybody who listens to this podcast to stop the car at that babbling stream and have a pee and just take it all in. Then we went up about a mile and we headed left. A fork in the road brought
us... I took a shite in Enfield one time.
Tommy, why? Where?
Were you bad?
Stop.
Were you bursting?
In the main street at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Tommy! No, you did not.
I said I leave that there.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't. Go on.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't.
That's
money
not
mind.
For discussion.
And then we went all on the way and we went to a place called Rosemount, which is a village about 10 miles away off into the countryside. Equidistant between Mullingar, Moat and Athlone.
Athlone, yeah.
And I sat in the front lawn.
Equidistant.
And sat in the lawn.
I think I was in Rosemount before, Hector.
Yes, Loretta.
I think I was there. Definitely.
Loretta, the lovely little
is
parish.
It on the way very to not Glendalough? What's that?
Glendalough? No,
what's that village? You know, what's that village outside Athlone that's sort of a, you know, kind of an. What's it? It's like an old village that's kind of in our history books.
Okay,
or
hang on.
Outside Athlone.
Outside.
What is it famous
oh,
for?
Oh, no, Clonmacnoise. No, you're way off.
Yeah, yeah. Is it not near there? No,
so just say if you're on the way between Moat and Horsley, it was way off to the right, about 15 miles into the countryside. It was a beautiful, rich countryside. And I sat there with a magnificent senior football player from Liberia who plays for Westmead, Baidu. Who's a fantastic player, cornerback on the Westmead team, plays senior for, he's from Liberian originally, and he was brought to Ireland as an 8-year-old and he joined into school in Rosemount. Amazing player, great footballer. Talking about his life on the series, it will be a great series, by the way, but you will see the village of Rosemount. But the countryside around there.
It's lush and
It's part of Drumlins.
It's the Escaria that, yes. Remember Cullum O'Rourke told us, the Escaria that goes from in and around Dundalk and Drogheda. And it goes all the way over to maybe, does it peter out near Tip or something?
Yeah,
like that.
Alluvial plains, fertile. Yes. Shane Lowry's favourite golf club where he plays, Esker Lawns in Offaly. It's all that lovely
but
soil.
That's amazing. Like, I would know that part of the world from, say, if you're driving from, is it Kilbeggan to Moat?
Yes.
And on the right hand side, remember there's a hotel there called The Well. That's back off the road. Behind that, that's all beautiful, big, lush countryside. It's amazing.
Rosemount. There's a shop, there's a church, there's the senior pitch, and there's a pub. I think it's called The Style. It's closed, obviously. But they're a senior football team, and it's lovely.
How did it get the name? That sounds like an English name.
Rosemount.
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 Nice, yeah.
And Baidu, great footballer, Liberian originally.
And he
no
lives
good
there,
as a 12-year-old, no good as a 14-year-old, no good. He was in goals as a 16-year-old, never got a run with a county team. And then all of a sudden things clicked at minor, brought into the senior ranks at the school, liked playing soccer at the time, fell in love with GAA. And now he plays senior inter-county football.
And is he a size of a man?
Oh, he's well built. But he spoke like, I was there, who's the best players you come up against? He said, well, I've played against this and that. And then he said, well, when you know you're playing against Dean Rock and he's coming down to shake your hand just before the match starts. I said, did you give him the old 1-2? Now he's well built, but he said it was just an honour to play against Dean Rock. Scored a point off him one day. But just to hear the story, to come from Liberia, war-torn
country. Does he live in Rosemont?
Lives and is happy there in Rosemont in County Westmeath.
Tell me about an old friend that you haven't seen for a long time that you'd like to see again. Who comes into your mind? I think there's a fella called, are we allowed to say names without being sued?
Say the first name.
Goofy.
Right, well, that's fine.
Then I think Goofy went off to be a priest.
Goofy who? Was this from Navan?
Goofy Fitz. He's from Ballinasloe. He was in the boarding school in Ballinasloe. I think he went off to be a priest. I'd love to see him again.
And you've never seen him since?
Stalky from Athlone. I think he went off to become a psychotherapist in Scotland. I'd love to see him again. You know what I mean? There's a fella called Glenn who's living in Toronto that I see every now and again on Facebook and if I'm ever gigging in Canada. But you know that people like that you have fierce affection
yes.
for them.
Yes, yeah.
But you never see them. Yeah. And you kind of...
You're not in touch with them on Facebook or anything.
I don't
Nothing.
Do that. I don't,
no, but I'm just saying in general.
I'm not even in contact with ye on Facebook.
I'm
never
just
mind.
Saying in general. In general. But a lot of people are in contact.
Wouldn't be my style now. But I just... And do you think if you
were in the shop and you were getting diesel and he walked in, would you know him?
I'll tell you a funny thing now. Right. An old school pal of myself and Hector's, Gatsy. I was to meet him one day in a hotel in Clane in County Kildare. And we'd arranged to meet at 11 o'clock. We're going to have a yap. He's a strong old pal of mine and Hector's and a good man, you know. And sending texts to each other. And I meet you at 11 in the foyer of the hotel. We go for coffee, have a chat. You know, he was big into debate and he was a big Man United fan. He was just, but I got on really well.
So you only, the last time you'd seen him was in school?
In school.
Right.
So 11:05, I'm coming down the stairs of the hotel and there's no one, there's an owl lad sitting in the corner, but there's no sign of Gatsy. And I woke up and I check out. Next thing, the owl lad comes up to me.
Well.
It was Gatsy.
It was Gatsy.
You didn't recognise him.
I didn't recognise him.
Isn't that gas?
So I would say about Goofy and Stalky and all these people, that's why when people go to reunions, they have their names written on their shirts because otherwise people wouldn't know who the fuck they are.
Yeah, some people have changed immensely.
You never think you've aged that much.
Yeah, and people around you see they're seeing you all the time, so they don't.
Yeah. But I'd love to see those fellas again.
I remember we were in Australia doing a series years ago and Kieran White.
Oh, yeah. No names.
Kieran.
No, but you just said Gatsy.
Gatsy, yeah.
First name.
Kieran White.
Only, we're doing first names.
We got Kieran. I met him in a hotel in Sydney and it was just great to see him.
And did you recognise him straight off the back?
He hasn't changed at all. And I hadn't seen him in years. He was such a good friend, such a good footballer, such a good lad.
Lovely
in St. Pat's. And to think that he's set up his life in Australia. And for me to be down there filming a TV show and to be in the hotel and then he walks in and then we meet and I think we had a couple of beers that evening. And it was just lovely to sit with an old school pal in the foyer of a hotel, in the bar of a hotel in Sydney, years and years later, and I haven't seen him since. But I know what you're saying.
So
it's beautiful, beautiful.
Is there anyone that comes to mind that you haven't been in contact with?
I'd like to get all the boys back, Spew, all the lads, all Bebs. I'd like to get all them, Paul Rogers, Mark Rogers, Stephen Deegan, Alan Cantwell. I'll get Robbie McDermott, Davy Smith, Derek Dungan. Get them all back.
Nelly Kavanagh.
Noel Kavanagh, Decky Collins, Pádraig Coyle. Get them all back into somewhere. We need to get back into a room.
Have you ever
and just
had
look
a reunion?
At each other for the first 20 minutes.
Have you ever had a reunion?
Never.
No.
And we've spoken about this before.
No, never had a reunion.
Never.
We should organise it now for you.
Really?
On the podcast.
I just,
get you all together again.
That's grand.
No.
We could do a podcast from the reunion.
But yeah, friends. Have you any friends like that you'd like to see?
Well, I suppose for me as well, Facebook is great. So even if you don't see people or you haven't seen them for years and years, like there's a girl I played football with in Boston called Roisin, and we were so close, like.
Yeah.
And she lived in Australia then for a couple of years. She's a couple of kids now. She's living back in Offaly again, but I haven't got to see her, you know. And I would love to do that because, again, you're so close with someone for like three or four months and you're playing football and you're living together and you're going out and you're drinking and you've,
yeah,
you build up this great friendship for years and then, or for a few months, that feels like years, and you feel like you know them so well, and then you don't see them again. So it is hard, like, to.
I had a weird experience one time, and this is—it's a strange thing about male friendship, or that maybe if it's, is women get this as well. I was phenomenally close to this fella for about a year, and then,
yeah,
it was just really fucking strange.
What time of your life was this?
So I was doing stand-up and Simon Pegg, you know Simon, he's in Mission
the
Impossible
actor, yeah.
And,
wow.
And Spaced and all those. He's a great actor. And we did a small bit of touring together in England and then we toured Australia and New Zealand together for 2 months in, oh God, it was 1997. And we became unbelievably close. Just a kind of a, it's very hard to find words to describe it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he said it was, later on he said it's, that was almost like a little love affair.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing physical, but you're kind of, this, just a kind of fucking a closeness.
Or,
no, just a kind
did
of
you,
a,
did you find him attractive?
No,
but no, I don't mean attractive
no,
way.
No,
I mean an attraction
no,
as in your,
either.
You were just close.
It was just really close and we were on the far side of the world. Then when I came back to this side of the world, he was living in Kentish Town and it was, I used to go up and stay in the house with him. It was a great bunch of fellas, a great guy called Nick Frost, who's a very good friend of Simon's as well, and a fella called Michael Smiley, a fella called Greg Fleet, and it was just this, it was this, this house was like a holding area for mystery tramps of the stand-up scene. It was fucking fantastic. And then we just kind of, Simon went off and started doing Spaced, the sitcom, and I started doing stand-up and we didn't see so much of each other. But it was a real closeness for about a year. I never really saw him too much after that. And then he brought out an autobiography, you know, and I was like, oh, fuck, wow. And I said, I must get a mention in this, like.
Yeah.
Because we were so, the friendship was so fucking pure and deep and honest and and good crack. Not one... Fuck, well, I threw the book back into the pile and I walked out of the shop going, fuck you. Well, fuck you anywhere. But isn't that the strange?
He erased you from his life.
Totally. And I just, it's that weird thing.
And have you seen him since?
Never seen him since. Never. And I often wonder if
your
I...
Your paths haven't crossed at all.
No, but I think that some people have a gift. Like, I remember another time, this is another strange thing about male friendship. I remember another time being in a cafe.
I don't think that's just male friendship now.
Oh, that
I think that can happen with women as well.
Yeah.
And I think another part of it, and the reason you can get so close to someone when you're with them for a short space of time, is you're very open with each other.
Right? Yeah.
You talk about things very...
Especially
and I think
if you're
it's
traveling.
Because you're... I think it's because you don't have that big lead up to a friendship. It happens all of a sudden.
Yeah.
You're kind of kindred spirits. You open up to each other. You're completely open that you may not tell other people stuff at all. And
yes.
Then all of a sudden it's like...
It's almost like a bus journey. You're somebody, you're sitting beside a stranger on a bus.
Yeah.
And you just fucking yap
but
away.
Tommy, you were staying in hotels and you were travelling together. You were doing 2 months of a tour, which is intense. It's intense that. And then all of a sudden, but listen.
But another time, and this story maybe is more particular to male friendship. And the way with... Women's friendship, there's a loyalty demanded and a loyalty expected, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
And if you're women friends, you have to put in the shovel work.
Yeah.
And why aren't you phoning me? And all this kind of crap. Anyway, so I was in a cafe with this friend of mine, you know, and this was about 8 or 9 years ago. And I was going through something at the time and I was telling him about it, you know, and he says, Jace, that's amazing. He says, and do you not have any friends that you can talk to about this? Well, I just went, fuck off. I thought this was what was happening here.
You're burdening me with your problems for fuck off and tell someone else.
What did
Jesus,
you...
I just came in for a fucking pint. I didn't fucking need to know your problems.
You don't need to know your fucking private life, you cunt.
Fuck off. Oh, that's so funny.
So that's, you know, yeah. And I think, say, my friendship with you now is fucking centuries old, like, you know. And
I thought you were going to say sensual.
No, centuries old. So
would you sleep with me if you had to?
How do you mean sleep with you? No, as in the same bed?
No, yeah, because we're close. Yeah. Like, I've often said it to Roscoe. I share beds with Roscoe and Evan, the boys, because I've been travelling with them for 20 years.
You sleep with me.
There's an awful closeness to that.
But we have a rhythm of friendship, which is that...
Would you get into bed with me if it was the only bed in the world?
No, I'd stand up at the door.
Of course you would.
Yeah, well, of course you fucking would.
Sleep in the same bed with another.
Let me finish what I'm saying. Our friendship is based on a rhythm of work. So we know that if we're not working together, it's very hard for us to stay in contact.
Apart from pool.
Yeah, apart from pool.
And apart from the fact that Tommy probably never rings unless he has to, because he doesn't use the phone.
So what's been incredible about this and any stuff we do together is that we're very comfortable with each other and we're great pals. But it's the work thing. It's the rhythm of work that keeps us together, right? So, it's just the whole male friendship thing is a curiosity. They'd be the two big things that I'd remember. You're not getting a mention in Simon's book. And your man said to me,
who?
And your man said to me pouring at me fucking hard. And him going, do you have any friends that you can talk to?
That is a real man thing, isn't
fuck
it?
Off,
whereas the woman then, you'd become instant friends about that. Like,
yeah, yeah.
You know, that would be the basis on which you'd form friendship.
I can go days without talking to mates and stuff. Like, it's like, men are totally different regarding friendship, aren't they? It's the levels, the deep.
My father has a gift
for friendship.
Oh, totally. He's a scholar at it. Like, he would, I told you before, like, he spent, I'd say, 35 years meeting the same four fellas for pints every Friday night. He would go on drinking trips with fellas he was in agricultural college with way back in the early
1960s.
Yeah, yeah. One of the most beautiful stories I ever heard. When he was in his, I think, late 60s, early 70s, himself and a pal of his from Athlone. Now, they would have spent huge amounts of their childhood on the lake as young fellas in the 1950s in Athlone. They'd go down to the Jolly Mariner and they'd just take an old boho and they'd row out to an island as young fellas and they'd light fires and they'd catch fish and 1950s Ireland, you know, and the freedom of it. And maybe 10 years ago, when they were in their late 60s, the two of them went back to Athlone. They got a boat and they took it out to an island in Lough Ree, like they did when they were young fellas.
Did they? Isn't that lovely?
And as 68-year-old men, they carved their initials into a tree.
Class.
Isn't that lovely?
So my father has a gift for that type
of... That's lovely, yeah.
So your father then... Keeps in contact all the time with these people. You know, obviously his friend had moved away from Athlone as well, and they just continued to keep in contact.
But it'd be phone calls.
Yeah, yeah.
Wouldn't be texting or sending photos of his hat or something like that.
What is he having for breakfast?
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like, a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tell me this now. You would have... might have gone out with the odd footballer.
Right.
I'm fucking treading carefully, like I'm going through landmines.
Go on.
So what I'm asking
Tommy, I don't know where you're going.
What, do I keep in touch with them, is it?
No, let me finish. Everyone's getting all fucking nervous all of a sudden. And I know exactly, where I'm going. So, because I wouldn't have experienced this.
The odd footballer.
And Hector mightn't have experienced this. But do fellas who played on teams together that did well, say, 30 or 40 years ago, do they stay in touch as a group? And would they have reunions? And would, are they like, you know, you see these Vietnam movies where the boys meet in the bar after a fucking tour. Like, do football, do inter-county or good club footballers stay in contact with one another years after the event?
Yeah, I would say they would. And I don't think it has to be inter-county footballers either. I think that there's always a bond there, I think, if you've soldiered through. And maybe more so if you've won something together.
Yeah.
Possibly. You may then have been kind of spending more time together. If, you know, if you have won something.
Was that the wrong way to introduce this topic?
Yeah, it was a bit of a
out with the odd footballer.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to say. You know what I'm trying to say?
What are you implying here?
Yeah, what are you implying,
that
Tommy?
That Larita only goes out with footballers.
Yeah, is that what you're saying, Tommy? Because you did a big laugh after you finished it.
No, because I was only laughing because of the tension Larita, that was created by...
Oh, you said it. How do you mean? You're the one that brought it up.
On behalf of Larita, Larita's gone out with an array of different professional men over the years.
Yes,
guards, footballers.
Predominantly footballers, though. I will give you that.
But a predominant amount of them.
And tell me, the footballers that you've gone out with, would they be specific to a position in the field?
Like, would you have, no.
Oh, really?
No.
You've worked your way
from... And they wouldn't necessarily just be footballers now, you know, but they'd be kind of sporty.
Rugby players.
Sporty fellas, yeah.
And they would be in a range of different positions, probably. So it would be some maybe in the defence area,
yes.
Some in the forwards.
Oui.
You may even meet some in the midfield area.
Oui.
Oh, midfield general.
Maybe lay down with a few goalkeepers, you just don't know.
The spine of the team.
I couldn't possibly comment on the positions.
So, in terms of friendships then, are there people you haven't seen for a long time?
I think when you've played football, there is a certain bond with people that you've played football with all your life. And even me having played football myself, and girls that I would have played with all throughout different, I would have great... grow for those people.
Yeah.
And I would still, you know, even though I wouldn't see them, I'd either keep in touch with them on social media, or if they ever rang you for something or you rang them, you would always have that, well, we played football together, you know, and that's important, I think.
Yeah.
And I think that I get that sense from anyone that plays football.
I think
together.
If
look out for each other, you know.
I don't make the phone calls too often to people to have that catch-up chat. But what I like doing is getting them all round to the house then to have a barbecue where we can have 7 or 8 hours of debauchery and beer and get over all the chats and get all the news, and then we mightn't see each other. I think people have got really busy. Life and people have got so busy in the last 20 years, whatever, that we just get fucking lazy, don't we? We just get lazy.
Yes, it's very easy to be lazy, and it's easy to just drop a text and just say, you know. But like another thing is, like, I talk to Audrey every single day.
Right.
And she'd be the one person that I would talk to every single day. And then obviously all my other friends.
And we talk about Audrey every week.
Every single day, yeah.
Between Audrey and Clive.
And Tommy's friend in the coffee shop. He offloaded all his personal
problems.
He doesn't even know his name. but yeah, like the rest of it then will be a text. But I'll tell you what I don't like. When you can't maintain a relationship or a friendship with someone when you're the one that's always doing the go-to. Like,
the shovel work.
I'm always, you know.
If, the heavy lifting.
And I don't mean I, but if you're always contacting someone or you're always checking in with someone and they're never... really, but they'll check in back in with you when you text them or you ring them. But if you're
do you check in with Audrey every single day?
Every day.
And what do you talk about?
Just general.
Like what?
Like everything. Like
but
everything.
But you only talked to her 12 hours ago.
Yeah, but just might have something we need to discuss. Like.
But you talked to her 12 hours ago.
Yeah, I talked.
And what changes in 12 hours?
I talked to her every single day.
What
every single
changes?
Day.
What do
and
you talk?
Sometimes you could talk to her 4 or 5 times in the day, and then more times there will be.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
And our phone calls could range between a minute or 40 minutes.
And would you call yourself a good listener?
Yes.
And sometimes Audrey ring up and she just has stuff to get off her fucking chests.
Yes.
And you just listen and you let her just... And then I said, and then he said, and then I said, what am I supposed to
do? And then I do that as well. And then she listens to me and then she gives me advice and then I give her advice and then we don't take it. Yeah. And then we do. But yeah, so I would do that. Like
I told you about the time that a friend of mine was going through a particularly... tough situation at home.
Right.
And this is the way men communicate. And he says, things aren't going well, you know, at home, and I'm not sure if it's going to last, you know. And I says, all right, okay. He says, I'd love an old chat. And I says, no problem.
Was this on text?
No, this is over the phone. He says, I'd love a chat. I said, no problem. I said, do you have any friends you can talk to? No, I said... I said, well, I'm on the road this week. Why don't you come up to Monaghan? And we'll have a round of golf. I can't remember what town. There's a golf course outside.
Golf? I never seen you. Never
play golf, outside Carrick. Is it Carrick?
Carrick-McGross.
Carrick-McGross, the golf course. Is it the Newermore?
The Newermore Hotel, yes.
There's a good golf course there. So I said, we'll have a round of golf and I'll chat, you know. Thinking, we've 3 or 4 hours, I'll just walk and every now and again hitting a ball and we'll have a chat. The 15th tee. It was the fucking 15th tee. And nothing had been said about Latin. So I took a swing with the fucking three wood, one of them sticks. And then I said, how are things at home? And he went, Grant. That's it. That was the extent of the chat.
Wow.
So sometimes men just need to...
Just out of it.
Just not be talking to each other and just be kind of shoulder to shoulder, like two cattle walking down a lane. Mm. And it's being in the presence of the other person that gives you the perspective you're looking for.
Oh, I wouldn't be able to let that lie now. I'd start the first tee and I'd be like, now, what do we need to discuss? What is going on?
Four!
I'd be still at the first tee. See, that's the difference, maybe. I don't know.
So do you think maybe the part of the... One of the things that men and women have to deal with is that... So men are coming from... One particular view of friendship, which is just silence, company.
Grand, yeah.
Grand, cord jackets, pants, the odd
no
pint.
Jeans.
The odd pint, socks, shoes, easiness.
Yeah.
And women are coming from the point of view of talk, loyalty, commitment. Let's sort this out.
Yeah.
Constant
Let's
engagement.
Let's sort it out, yeah. Don't keep it inside.
But can you see how when you put a person from either of those camps together, there is room for confusion? Like, wouldn't it be better if women would know who women and men would know who men? That's what I'm saying.
Possibly. I don't know how that would work.
Do you know what I mean? So sometimes maybe
but then,
in our relationships...
opposites attract, they say.
Yes, they do. Yes.
So, you know.
But I'm just saying sometimes if you're in a relationship, you might be saying to your partner, well, we need to talk about this.
Yes.
And he'd be saying, no, we don't.
I have nothing to talk about. Well, why are you going around with a big frown on your face then? And why aren't you talking? Open your mouth. What's wrong with you?
She's and then tough. It's like, she is tough.
And then
fuck
I'm
me.
Like, I'm like someone that's picking, pick. Pick,
and then suddenly
explosion, and then I don't want to hear it. What are you fucking telling me that for? Yeah, so maybe that's
the difference. Yeah,
I think we can fairly safely say that men are men and women are women.
Yeah,
but can you think of somebody, a particular individual that you'd like to meet after? Name the person, and we'll see if they get in contact in the show. So let me go first. There are a great amount of people that I'd love to see and catch up with how they're getting on. And the one that I would like to just today is Conor Whitelaw. And I met Conor in Garbally in... I have loads of great friends around Athlone and Clonmel, but just for the sake of one name, I'm going to pick Conor out. And myself and Conor hitched together a few times from left to right in the country. Conor used to be able to sing like Sade. And we'd all gather around him and he'd sing Diamond Life in the boarding school. I think he went on to be a psychologist or psychotherapist in Scotland. So if you're listening, Conor, how are you? And I'd love to hear how you're getting on.
Get in touch with me and Hector and we'd pass it on
we'll
the message.
We'll pass on the message. Marita, anyone from you?
Well, I think because I started talking to Roisin. Yeah, Roisin McAvoy. So if Roisin is listening, and I know she's on Facebook and stuff, but I'd love to see her. And there's another girl who I went to school with and she
There'll be no end to this now.
I know, yeah. No.
And another one.
And Teresa. Teresa Moore. Yeah.
They'll just cut all this out.
I couldn't mention Teresa without also mentioning Dolores.
Dolores is a great friend.
This is like if I won the Oscar, I'd be there all day. Well, I just... No, but there was another girl when we were in third year together. We were in first and second year and third year together and she left school after third year. And I was in the toilet of a nightclub. I think I mentioned this before.
Yes.
And her name is Fallon. And she moved to Scotland.
Is that her first name?
Her first name, yeah.
Fallon.
And she moved to Scotland and she came up to me in a nightclub.
She's a young traveller girl.
She is, yeah, Fallon Mungan. And I was awful fond of her in school, you know, when we were in, we used to sit beside each other and the teacher used to be a bit mean to her and she'd make her read and she couldn't read and it used to be like, I didn't like it and I always was very fond of her.
Yeah.
She came up to me in a nightclub in Ballina and she had Teresa and catching up with me and she had a couple of kids and she was living in Scotland and
but
she
was only about 18 or 19
oh
at this
yeah
stage.
Yeah only 18 like imagine Fallon I was Mungan. Again fuck's sake I'm just about able to get myself
let's
out
let's put the shout out there
so Fallon and she moved away from Ballina when we were you know 14
and you reckon she's
ago.
Now somewhere in
well,
Scotland
well she was at the time but that's 10-12 years ago so
if anybody knows Fallon Mungan
yes
get her to give Loretta a shout and Hector
yeah
I could go down, look at schoolmates, I sort of see them a bit on social media, but there's one lad I got awful friendly with, and I used to go to the Beach Mount and the Hippodrome with him, and it was mostly Sunday evenings, and we became good pals. I think he played for Meath at one stage. There's two lads in particular. No, there's three.
No.
I'm going to go back.
I was clear.
I'd love to see Paul Rochford. Rochie.
Oh, yeah.
Paul Rochford.
Yeah, yeah.
Kevin Bellew. I haven't seen Queeve, Kevin Bellew.
Yeah, yeah.
But then this lad.
Good footballer, Kevin Bellew.
Yeah, this footballer.
Left foot and right foot coming out of defence.
Yes, this lad.
Solo with ease with both.
I think he's Sanchez Town. His name is Alan Brady. He was in our school for a while. And he played for Meath, and we used to have great Sunday nights out. The Hippodrome in Navan used to be the place to go on a Sunday night. The 21 Club, it was called. And it was good. It was like a roadhouse for riding.
Yeah. It was started at half four on a Sunday afternoon.
It was the 21 Club on a Sunday night. You'd be downtown on a Sunday night. Are we going to the 21 Club? But myself and Alan Brady had a particularly fond couple of years going there on Sunday nights.
What type of music would they have been playing in the Hippodrome then? What year was this?
Simple Minds, Depeche Mode. It was all the stuff. It was all the
your own personal Jesus.
All that stuff. And Simple Minds, U2. Oh, it was just great. Sunday nights. But Alan Brady. And we hit it off. And I haven't seen a sight nor sound of him since them days. And I don't know where he is or what he's doing. And he played for Meath then.
Did he? Alan Brady played for Meath?
Yeah, yeah. Alan Brady played for Meath around 1996.
No, five. They won the All-Ireland then. Was he on the All-Ireland team?
He was on an All-Ireland team that won the All-Ireland. But I haven't seen sight nor sound of him. I'd like to see his face. And I'd like to see what he looks like. And I'd like to just say, how are you?
Just send us a picture of Alan Brady.
So
we just want to see your face.
21 Club, the Beach Mount.
Whereabouts in Navan was he from?
He was Sanchez Town, out there. Yeah. Okay. But he's just a
because there's probably about 900,000 Alan Brady's in the country.
There's a lot of Alan Brady's up around Meath.
Yeah. He'd be inundated now with the friend
requests. Isn't that nice? So we're going
to tell me, you forgot
out.
To put Simon on your list as well.
Simon Pegg. Simon's busy doing international movies.
Tommy who?
Oh, Nerita, no need for that.
Sorry, it was funny. Maybe it wasn't.
Tommy, yeah, no, I have a vague recollection.
Yes. Tommy, you that stand-up comedian.
Tommy be ringing the
meanwhile, he's over there going, dan, 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 dan.
He's in Mission Impossible. Like he's
the guy, the techie guy.
That's why he dropped you.
He's the techie guy.
And he's in Star Trek. He's played...
Yeah.
I watch all his films.
Are you sure you weren't on the credits in the back or something?
Waving at the television. Remember me.
I'm over here, Simon.
You guys,
so I put a shout out. I'll take the bubble. So if Simon Pegg, international Hollywood movie star, is listening to this podcast, get in touch with me, Simon. And
if you can, please.
Just to say hello.
Say hello. And say hello. Alrighty, that's all from us this week, everybody. We hope you enjoyed the show. And like we said, we have a special announcement. Are we doing that right this minute? We're launching a bonus episode every Monday from April the 12th. This means that while the Thursday episode remains free, the bonus episode will be subscriber only, exclusively on Acast Plus. And to find out how to subscribe for this bonus episode, head to the website thlpod.com, click on the tier you want to sign up to, and start your Mondays off with a laugh every Monday from April the 12th. And just to say, everybody, that we're here each week thanks to Covasol, which is it an antigen thing? Is that what they call it? Where we do a COVID test every morning before we come down and do the show to make sure that we're COVID free before we start talking to one another.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey, Loretta here. Thanks for listening to this week's episode. Don't forget, we're launching a bonus THL episode every Monday from April 12th. This means that while the Thursday THL podcast will remain free for everyone, the bonus episode will be a subscriber-only exclusive on Acast Plus. To find out how to subscribe for the bonus exclusive episode, head over to our website, thlpod.com, click on the tier you want to sign up to, and start every Monday off with a laugh from April 12th.